Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 26th. And then it was this morning, overnight EBOT prices, December corn down a quarter cent, 440 and three quarters, May wheat down a penny and a quarter at 601, and May beans down 4 1/4 cents at 1158 and a half. We saw really good progress this week on planting, which should show up on the crop progress report on Monday. The rains overnight, we saw pretty good rains in southern Nebraska, northeast Kansas. They're moving on a line up into Missouri, and then we're going to get another line of strong storms into the Midwest tonight. We'll have more rains tomorrow. Nebraska looked like they got, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3 inches of rain. There was some hail with it, but for the most part, the rains will be helpful out there. The Buenos Aires Exchange may cut bean production numbers due to the hot, dry weather there and reports on the early yields not being very good. So that could be a little helpful for the beans long term. But I really think today is going to be more about option expiration than anything else. We've got Dee's corn right around the 440 mark, May wheat right around the $6 mark. And I think that's what the pros will try to shoot for, to see all the 440 puts and calls expire worthless, and the $6 wheat puts and calls expire worthless. The beans, it's a little unclear. Are they going to try to push it down to 1150? That's certainly possible, but that'll take some work, so we'll see if they can get that done. Overall, you know, the wheat's been strong with funds short covering. We haven't really seen that much in the corn market out here. Funds are still heavily short corn. I've got them short right around 247,000 contracts of corn, 29,000 wheat, short 112 beans, long 3,000 meal, and short 48,000 contracts of oil. So there's still plenty to go if they want to cover a lot of these positions. Now we've got first notice day next week. That could bring some interesting trade into this market. We'll see what the deliveries are and see what farmers want to do with those May basis contracts. So overall, you know, the more grain we can get out of the farmers' hands, the better. We have seen some farmers selling on the rallies, which is good. So hopefully we'll see more of that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.